welcome. God sees you as the best. You are better than the tree. You are better than the mountains. You are better than even the chair you are sitting on. You are better than Mercedes Benz. You are better than the house in the beautiful place in Accra. When you are passing and you see a house, you desire that house, know that you are better than that house. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Everything we find on earth here, you are better than them. So don't look down upon yourself as if because you don't have a shoe, you are not good. You are good. Hallelujah. Because God created us in his image. And in the image of God, did he create us. Our theme this year is God. Isn't it? God never, he didn't just explain himself. The moment he came into the scene, the Bible says that in the beginning, he introduced himself, God. So who is this God? You see, God is so great, mighty, wide, and there are no words that can explain, and we cannot know all about God. That is why you see that people, even human beings, try to see a portion of God and center their faith in that portion. They see a rock, which is very huge. They say, this rock and this mountain could be God. Yes, he is a rock, but he's not only the rock. He created the rock. Because he's a rock, rock can come out of him. Some see rivers and they put their faith in them. Because there's a creator who created it. And because he's a wonderful creator, you look at his creation and it looks like it's he. Then people begin to put their faith in what he has created. There's nothing so close to him than human being. All the things he created, he spoke, they came into being. When he came to man, the masterpiece, he did his architectural drawing and put it into work, molded it. Did you hear it? The Bible said, and God took something and decided to carefully mold beautiful and handsome person like you. He did not only mold it and put it into oven so that he can put water in it to drink, but he did it in his image and his likeness. So anytime you maltreat a man, you are maltreating God. That is why we have in our philosophy and in our vision and in our mission, human dignity. When you say human dignity, is not because the person is created black or white or yellow, or the person is tall, short, or smallish like me, or huge for you to say, oh, this is great. The reason why you respect somebody is not because he went to a good school or he had a good qualification. But because that person, every one of us is created in the image of God. So even if you have a housemate, the housemate is created in the image of God. If you have this understanding, you will know how to deal with human beings. Some people may not dress nicely, and some of us will want to see you very sharp, but not everybody will look sharp because some aspect of God may not look sharp. So because of certain, you know, we tend to like people who have some ability. Or if the person has some abilities, he can play. There are some people, they die for players. When they hear of their favorite player who is not in Ghana, they haven't met before, because of that player, when they are playing, you want to watch that player, a player you don't know, who doesn't know you. He doesn't even think about you. Even if he met you any place, he wouldn't recognize you. But you are dying, fighting, everything for that person just because he is talented. It is a talent we are admiring. But we need to admire the one that the talent is in, because he is created in the image of God. This God is so wide that is words cannot define him. It takes revelation, and the revelation, he himself will have to reveal himself to you that this is how I am. That's why so many people know God in different ways. When it comes to providing, some people have experienced the God that provides. So they are not afraid, no matter how they are pressed to the wall, they still can trust that God to provide. Some of us have never also experienced it. So even if our bank account is there and it drops more, our heart start pumping. Boom, 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 boom. As if your well is crashing. So you have no faith towards that area. You have to, sometimes you have to, what you have and you are afraid of, somebody don't have a quarter of it. But the person have a relationship with God in the area of God providing for some need. Sometimes the way you walk with God today, if your head is paining you, you don't have money. If you don't have money, it's difficult to go to hospital. And you're there, you can't buy the drug. Yeah, God, I don't have money. I can't buy a drug. But I'll believe you. So you pray. Either God will bring somebody to bring you money, go to the hospital, or he heals you. Then you're there. Then the moment you pray, the thing goes. The next day, the next time, something happened. You say it, and immediately it goes. And it happens continuously for some time. You begin to build faith. Your faith begins to be engraved in that you are no longer afraid of any sickness. When it comes, you then remember that last 3 days, last year, this time, this thing happened. The doctor says that it won't happen. This is how I was going to end. But everything has changed. You then put your faith. So when you are believing, people outside may not understand you, because they haven't gone through the process you have gone through. I hope you're getting me.
Yes.
So we all need to have certain kind of revelation about God. So the area that you have revelation with God, that's the area your faith is very strong. So you don't blame people. So now you feel that this morning, you should be able to handle it. Huh. What you call small is frightening to that person. But what he also calls small will be frightening to you. To some, God is a healer, because he revealed himself to them as a healer. To some, he is their provider, because he revealed himself to them as what? A provider. To some, he is their what? He is your deliverer. Because several times, he delivered you from certain situations which you know, if God hadn't come in, I wouldn't have gone out of this. Not once, not twice, but many times. It then makes you put all your faith in him. So I pray that our year of God, you may not be able to know the entirety of God, but God should reveal himself to you. And most of the time, God reveals himself to men according to their needs. He doesn't do it for concert, for entertainment. Sometimes when you are pressed to the wall, that's where you see God's power. How can you know he's a healer unless you were sick? So anytime some situation comes into your life and it looks surmountable, as if you cannot do anything about it, it's an opportunity to know God. God wants to show himself to you. God wants to set you free in that area. And that is how God revealed himself. You see, God is, so I'll try to understand how is God. He's so big. Imagine this world that God can put it in his hand. So look at this world. Look at Frafraha alone in the hands of somebody. And look at Accra. And look at Ghana. And the people in Ghana, they wait. Add Nigeria and the population of Nigeria. Then add the entire world. It is no weight for him. So how can your problem be a weight that he cannot take away? I hope you're getting me. Once you understand that God, then you can put all your faith in him and get the best result in life. And there's no one that is greater than him. Today, I believe that God would like to reveal himself to us in a greater way and in a mightier way. I pray that you will pray that God, show yourself to me. Show himself to you. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
And when God shows himself to you, nobody will tell you this is God. You know, when Moses met God, you know what Moses did? He met God and walked. And he was just doing his business somewhere. And God appeared to him. And he was watching. If you were Moses, you say God is fire. He saw some fire burning. You know, Moses, all that he knows, I presume, is what he was taught in Egypt. He's been in the palace and Pharaoh has magicians. So what he saw, that he knew there was a supernatural thing. But his supernatural mind is the mind of the magician. But inside him, he knew, maybe the mother, when the mother was feeding, taking care of him, there was a, he knew inside him that I don't belong to this place. So now there is something within you. Nobody have told you something, but you know that no. This is not it. There is something more than this. And you are searching, searching. Nobody is telling you, they giving you the answer. You go to pastors, they explain the thing wrongly. And you keep on searching. There is some hunger in your heart. You think that this is something God tried to show himself to you. But people are just confusing you with the things you see around. Until he left, he came into his heart to do what? To deliver his people. Without knowing the deliverer. There was something in his heart. That Moses, you don't belong to this place. And he sees when they are maltreating his people, he becomes very angry. You are inside the enemy's camp and as if one of them, but your heart is not with them about what they do. So that's why I don't just say things, everyone is bad. No. Sometimes in the midst of it, there are people within that have good heart. But the population, the number of people who are, you know, sometimes the majority are the silent one. Those whose mouth are loud, they will talk and count those who have right mind. But you don't want to be insulted. You don't want anybody to make enemies there. So those loud people will gather the rowdy one, hey, Joboy, and you know that this is not a Joboy, it's to sit down and think. This one, you need to sit down, strategize, and you Joboy. But let one say Joboy, the rest say Joboy, then you go, hey, and all of you, You don't want to look like the black sheep. So you lift your hand. Yay. And they think you are part of the crowd. We need to know God for ourselves. The conviction God has to reveal himself to Moses. So Moses, in his frustration, he killed somebody and tried to do it, but he failed. Because he didn't know the God. He felt the God within him, but didn't know him. So God had to go and show him who he is. And he cannot show him there. He must drive him out. And he went out, and God took him into the school of wilderness. Anyone that have to become great, most of them go through the school of wilderness. Ask any successful man, you'll find that at a certain time, he was in the school of wilderness. Yeah. Hey, David, school of wilderness. Daniel, school of wilderness. Joseph, school of wilderness. Elijah, school of wilderness. And the guy, even though God was feeding the man, he was still afraid. The one who just caused a miracle, called fire from heaven and consumed the offering, the great man of God, he has faith in that area. But when the political power came against him, he looked at his head. You know, after he did it, the wife of Ahab was not around. So they went and reported the case that, hey, Mrs. Jezebel Ahab, have you heard Ahab told the wife all that Elijah had done, thinking that the wife would change? Ahab is a very weak leader, controlled by this woman. God has given him mandate. He allowed this woman to import fetish priests. Because again, that's why I use the fetish priests. Import magicians into the place. Kill the prophets, using money to feed, the state money to feed the magicians. And put everybody under fear, to the extent that those who don't fear can say, who are you to say these people are false? You meet Jezebel. Jezebel brought them. And Ahab, the king, couldn't talk because we are Ben Makasa. Man, you understand what I'm talking about. The real power belongs to somebody. So he said, he went and reported very happy that he himself have seen the power of God. The God which is parent. The God which is heard about. Elijah have proven it, that this is the God. A God who have his eye, he saw it by himself. Fire coming from, he saw the two sides praying and one praying, cutting themselves, doing all kind of magic and nothing is happening. And one just come and pray a simple prayer and something, boom. And he didn't end there. You see, when God showed himself, he became powerful. They became powerless. He said, catch them and kill them. So he said, hey, Elijah have killed all your people. He said, how come a lot of, over how many people? How can they stand for one man to kill all of them? He said, what he showed paralyzed them. God came down. His prayer paralyzed them. They couldn't move. He said, wow. So Ahab wanted him to be very happy that at least there's a power that have come to Israel. He said, Ahab, and also Tehoe. So you were standing there looking at it. Hey, Ahab, what is wrong with you? That is what he might have said. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done. Also how he had executed all the prophets with the sword. Look at the reaction. Then Jezebel sent what? A messenger to who? He said, Ahab, so you were there. What are you? Aren't you a king? Aren't you the king? Aren't you the one in power? So he said, if you won't act, me, I will act. Me, I'm not a Jew. I'm not an Israelite. I kill him. So he sent that they should go and tell him, Elijah, you are the one who killed my prophet. go and tell him if his head will be on top of his neck, then I am not Jezebel. Saying, so let the gods do. He said, so Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, so let the gods do to me and more also if I do not make your life as the life of what? One of them by tomorrow about this time. Hey! Mrs. Jezebel Ahab. Power is talking. And I believe and I know that Elijah feared Jezebel more than Ahab. And Potiphar lied to Joseph. He said, Joseph, he's a bad boy. Look at what he tried to do. Look at his clothes. I have to take this clothes, shout for him to run away. And this is the evidence. He told Joseph, Joseph, by this evening, if you sleep in this house again, then I am not the one. I will let you sleep in prison. And what he said, he did. Joseph was thrown into prison. But Elijah showed his God. He made them know that God. He understands that that God can bring fire. He understands the God that have fire, but he can't have faith for the God that can save his head. He's not afraid of fire. He's not afraid of demon, but he's afraid of a sword. All of us got our fear, have our fears. Hey, everyone on earth here has his fear. Every human being has his fear unless your brain is shut. All of us sitting here have our fear. Hey, the billionaires have their fears. The poor man has his fear. The educated man has his fear. The doctors have their fears. Pastors have their fears. You think pastors don't have their fears? Ha! This is a work of faith. Imagine all of you decide today, let me sit at home. Because you don't tell one another before you come to church. You decide on your own. And all of you decide that today I want to rest. We all have our fears. So sometimes I can say, am I going to meet an empty room? I'm going to meet people. Everybody has his fears. Hey, people rush and want power, they get the power, but they have their fears. You get the power, you're afraid you are going to lose it. You get the power, you can't sleep. You write for a job, they give you the job, pressure. You apply for the pressure. And they gave you pressure. And you are crying pressure. You wrote an application to be pressurized. You get on the morning as if somebody is forcing you. You are angry at yourself for taking the job. Everybody has his fear. Those who have no husband have their fear. Those with husbands have their fear. Obia wonisi de osiro. Those who are looking for husband, wife, have their fears. Those who have wives have their fear. If your wife is beautiful, you have your fear. Some of you want to go to market with your wife. You say, oh, darling, you're going to market. Oh, can I go with you? Oh, boy. It's fear. Fear. he holds your basket. Say, oh, I've got a loving husband. Oh, so. am I not? Is it not true? Ha! We all have our fears. You want to marry, you marry, you're happy. Don't know you are happy. The moment you marry, you are afraid. Hey! I want to meet you. You enter into it. You've come under another. When you used to be single, you decide when to cook. Now, some of the men say, I don't eat fridge food. You know some men, that's why they... Mean to me for bunny. So Elijah heard it. And his faith is not in that area. We all have our faith, where our faith is very strong and where our faith is very weak. He cried to God. You know the response of Elijah. When Elijah heard it, like when we hear some news, and when he saw that, he arose and ran for his life. Elijah did what? Wisdom. I said, man, fam, my dream to so. Me kwaye patapasem. Me tibeko. Let them find some place to go. There is a time to run. There's a time to stay. There's a time to do everything. So when something is happening, check whether it is time to leave or to stay. So in that area, his faith is not very strong. So you have to run. Where you don't have faith, who need faith to be at? Where you are at a hospital then? Huh? Don't wait until it deteriorates. Anything is done out of faith, without faith, is a sin. So he ran away. And when he saw that, he arose and ran for his life and went to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there. He ran away and left the armor bearers. If send them by, they will send information. Your dad will say, oh, master, many master, yawa, this, he's alone. The only person who can make the conquest is God. And he knows that for God, he won't do that. So he ran away and he cried. He gave up and said, God, for this woman to kill me, you yourself kill me. There are some death, you don't want anybody to kill you. You don't want your enemy to disgrace you in your death. But he went there and God took care of him. Yeah, look at what he said. But he himself went this journey into the wilderness and came and sat under a broom tree. And he prayed that he might die. Say, Upesu Uwua, where do you have to go? Why did you run away? The woman said, I'll help you die quick. Satan said, oh God, this is it. I want to die. If you want to die, stay there. Normally, you don't want to die. Those who don't want to die, they're the ones who cry more. Now, I want to die. Those who want to die, they are quiet. But he said, Obi Amami Wo, Obi Amami Kumho, Obi Amami Kumho, Obi Amami Kumho, Obi Amami. Oh, wow. I have a young boy. He was young. He said, and when he fell, I said, I want to go and kill myself. So I gave him a knife. I said, Jay, okay. Then he started laughing. He put it down there. So, in all that, God still took care of him. We need to know that We all have weakness in faith here or there. But we also have our strength where we know God. God has revealed himself to us in different ways. Some of us, God has revealed himself as the God who can... that's the area you saw God's strength. And I believe that is good for you. We must know that God is far too great for us to understand him. That is why I don't doubt what other people have seen. Sometimes other people, someone says, oh, prophet, I believe that. So I just check you whether it's true. If it's not true, oh God, he can reveal himself. Like I heard about a story, so many blind people, I think they were trying to describe an elephant. Some touched the tusk, different description. One touched the foot. He says it's like a tree. Some it says like a wall, the body. So everybody was given different aspect of the elephant. God is so wide and so great and so big that we can't know all of him. So we can know a certain aspect of him. And whichever aspect you know, immediately you have a need there which God wants to meet in that area. So as we pray, I'm telling you, we may not know all the entirety of God, but we can know a certain aspect of him. There's Job 11 verse 7 says that, can you fathom? He said, can you search out the deep things of God? Can you find out the limits of the Almighty? We can't. And so, whatever he revealed to us is what we take. Isaiah 66 verse 1 also says that, thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build me? And where is the place? Heaven is even too small. Every place is too small to contain God. So this house, God is too big. In fact, the reason why this house is here and nice is because of you. In fact, where God wants to live is inside you. So we carry God to church. It is the believers that brings God to church. The church here, when you are gone, you take God. God fills every place. But where God wants to live is inside man. His house, he said, know ye not that your body is a what? The temple of God. That is where God wants. The day the curtain divided, God let that place into your heart. That is why we need to evangelize. When they say, go out and preach, what we need to do is that we want God to come into people's hearts. People, that is where God wants to be. He wants to live in men. So that when he lives in you, we will be crowning him. So all of us have the responsibility to tell somebody that God wants to come and live in you. And this is the way he must live in us. Psalm 47 verse 8 says that God is the God over all nations. God reigns over nations and sits on his holy throne. There is no nation that God do not have power over. He has power. He reigns over Ghana. Say, hey, Ghana. He reigns over Nigeria. Say, hey, wait. He reigns over Cote d'Ivoire, everywhere. U.S., Saudi Arabia, Israel, Gaza, Iran. All this earth belongs to him. He just put men on it. It takes 1 second to change where you are. So I'm very careful. God is so great that I cannot limit him into this room. He's so mighty. He reigns over every nation. So if any nation is holding my breakthrough and I speak to God, he has a way of bringing those things out. Say amen.
Amen.
So what is God like? Nehemiah 9 verse 6 and Psalm 139 verse 13. You alone are what? Oh, I love it. You have made what? So the heaven and the earth, it is God who did what? Who made it? With all their hosts. He's telling you who created this heaven, this earth, and anything that lives on it. So, Who are you? If there's any heaven anywhere, God created it. If there's any being living anywhere, it is under God. That is why everything is under control. The seas, the earth, and what? And everything on it. The seas and all that is in them, including the fish, tilapia, 1,000. And you preserve them all. The host of heaven worship you. God deserves to be worshipped. He created us. He said, thy will be done on earth here. As what? It is in heaven. So if host of heaven is worshipping him, what do we do on earth here? If we want God's will to be done here, as it is in heaven, worship here and you get the same result. Amen. Psalm 139 verse 13. For you formed my inward parts and covered me in my mother's womb. I'm telling you who formed you. He formed your word and did what? You think you came to this world by your own. Or you thought your father and your mother brought you to this world. Let me tell you, some mothers and fathers have been looking for children. They've planned ovulation, this, and that. They've taken all kind of drug to boost the eggs, and still, some will go to the hospital and say, there's nothing wrong with you. The man is perfect. The woman's womb is perfect. The eggs, perfect. Everything is perfect. But every time, nothing happens. Yes. So when it comes to human being, it is God. So you are a product of God. Amen. God created you. That is why, and he created you in his image. Don't look at your hair and insult God. That God, why did you give me this type of head? That head is the best to fit the art of this world. God is an artist. He knows where to bring a curve. And he knows where to make a straight line. So you are part of the beauty, fearfully and wonderfully made. So once we know God created us, we'll have self-confidence. It's not your color. Color is just a cloth. Your cloth does not determine who you are. It is you who determine what the cloth is. I know some people, they are very, what are their latest shoes? Designer shoe. They say Gucci. Or she Gucci and now I am proud. You are proud of another man, not yourself. The day you don't put on that Gucci, your confidence is gone. Why? Your dress should not determine who you are. Your car should not determine who you are. It doesn't matter whether I walk or I'm in the best car. What is very important is the one that lives in me. All those things are temporal. You buy, just take a car from a garage, brand new. You bring it out, isn't it? Drive it from here to East Legon and come. When you take it back, you don't want to buy it again. They will cut the price down. Sometimes 25%. The day you start sitting in that thing, it is losing its value. But you are increasing in value. The one in you increases in value. The one on you decreases in value. That is why you change your dresses. We need to understand ourselves that God created us in his image. And in the image of God did he create us. So don't let anybody bulldoze you. We must also know that God is all powerful. Say God is all powerful. God is all powerful. Tell someone God is all powerful. God is all powerful. You see, there is no one who has power like God. Once we understand that God's nature is that he's all powerful, whatever power you meet and you face, you know you will overcome. That is what Moses knew. He saw the powerful God, so he did not fear. He did not fear the powers in the house of Pharaoh. And he faced them. He was alone, but the magicians were a lot. His staff was one. The magician's staff were what? Plenty. The Bible said when they put their staffs turned into what? Snakes. So there were plenty snakes against one snake. Whose snake can win? Moses' snake swallowed the snakes. So it's not the number, it's the God. It's the God behind you that determines your victory. It's not the number of people behind you. It's not the number of friends you have, but it's the God you have that determines your success and your progress in life. He is all and all and all powerful. This all powerful God. This all powerful God. I think Romans 9:19. I love that one. Then Ephesians 3:20. He said, you will say to them, why does he still find fault? For who hath resisted his will? The verse 20 says that. But indeed, O man, who are you to reply against God? Will the thing formed say to him, who formed it, why have you made me like this? Have you read it? Have you asked God like that? Have you said that before? God, why have you made me like this? Why did you make this man give birth to me? This woman, God, why? I've regretted being born by my mother. You didn't decide it. God decided it. Never ask God, why did he create you like? Look, everything about you is great. Because greater is he that is in you than the one that is in the world. So, the Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, we said, now to him, who is what? Say able. So God have the ability. He is able to do what? Exceedingly what? Abundantly what? Above all that what? We ask or think. According to the power that works where? That works where? Do you read the scripture well? What does he say? One, recognize that God is able to do, not only to do, but exceedingly abundantly. Above all that what? We ask or think. There are some things we ask. There are some things. Have you ever been thinking about something and before you realize the thing happened? The things you rather prayed for, they are not coming. The thing you are thinking about, they are the one that come. Whatever you can think, that is why the mind of people limit them. The limitation is our thinking. What you think you can't do, you won't be able to do it. You won't even attempt it to do it. Some of you are very good mathematicians. But your first math teacher discouraged you. But when you went to Makola, you even did statistics. You know how to calculate the money, calculate the profit, calculate everything. Sometimes you don't even use a calculator. You are going to Dubai. And you know, I'm saying this, I'll buy this, I'll buy that. They are mathematics. It's called advanced mathematics. Some of the accountants, these days, if you ask them, 2 plus... or 40 plus 80, he need a calculator. But you don't use calculator. You, the moment you mention it, you know the number, the answer. You are faster than his calculator. So God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask. Sometimes our mind have limited us. We think, oh, this one day, if I ask It's too big. Too big. I say what?
Too big.
Look, you cannot be. There's no law in Ghana or in this world that arrests people for thinking big. You think, I'm a billionaire. And you imagine your billions of dollars. Then the tax man comes. You were thinking. you have billion. Nobody will arrest you for that. So think big. So now you ask people, oh, for me, I want only, if I get a car, a small house, and little that I'll eat. But God wants you to be a blessing. How can you be a blessing if you yourself, your cup is not full? He said, thou have anointed me with oil, and because of that, my cup runneth over. I'm talking about overrunning cup. Don't just think about your small cup. Don't say, oh, my cup is small. Yes, God is small, but bring more. There are others that will drink some of the water. Continuous water. Think big. Whatever your mind is, God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all. But do you know what he used to do it? Huh? When I come next time, I'll talk about the power. There is a power in you. The power in us. The very power that raised Jesus from the dead. That power is in you. The power that removed the tombstone. That same power is in you. See, when God is going to do, he doesn't look at external things. Everything is in you. Look, all the things is in you. As a person, you have it. I have always said that Ghana, if we look inside ourselves and govern ourselves well, we wouldn't need IMF. Africa have whatever it takes and have it more. There are some places that have nothing. So why do you say we are a poor nation? Our mind. When your mind is poor, you become poor. As a man thinketh, so is it. We need to come out and become selfless, loving to God, and all of us putting ourselves together and aiming at that. We can do it. That we can do it. Not we can do it. Not tighten your belt while others are losing their belt. So think big. Think about your husband. Think about your wife. Think about the change in your life. Think about what God can do. Think that. Think. Think that the disease in your body, someone had it and God took it away. So yours too can be taken away.
Amen.
Think through that. Lazarus died. How many days? 4 days. He got up. Think that 5 loaves of bread fed over 5,000 people. So your situation, you can do it.
Amen.
Say yourself, I can do it. Not because you are too special, because God, who is where? In you, is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all. God bless you.